waiting for you. He went there in 3 days and he saw that that big sannyasi was sitting in deep tapasya with closed eyes. Shankaracharya sat in front of him for 3 days. No food, no water. After 3 days, that guru opened his eyes and saw Shankaracharya, told him, "Okay, you came to me. I had been waiting for you since long. Come to me." He went near to him. He put his hand on his head and transferred his all 8 siddhi, occult power, to him. All. Shankaracharya, just in a second, got all biggest power from his guru. Therefore, Shankaracharya was able to move through sky, to fly like plane, and was able to go anywhere. At that time, there were no bridges on the rivers, so he was able to go on the water, like going on the floor. He got all 8 big powers. And therefore, he could do great, great thing in India. You don't know about that. We always listen only one thing, that he established sannyas religion, but this is not enough. He did many great things in Bharat. So think, a human guru put his hand of blessing on a man and gave entire power to him. And on our head, who put his hand? Almighty Father, the Supreme Guru, who is all-powerful, he put his hand on our head and told us that from now, my all powers have become your powers. You are Master Almighty. You are not an ordinary human being, not a weak soul. You are most powerful in this world. So let us enjoy it for a minute, please. Red light. Feel that Bap Dada is standing in front of me. And he put his hand of blessing on my head. And transferred his all powers to us. Feel that from his hand, the rays of might are entering me. Om Shanti. Do accept it. Important thing is acceptance. That I have got all powers from Baba. I'm the embodiment of all powers. Give this thought to your subconscious mind. I am more powerful than Maya. I am more powerful than problems. And keep it in your mind. Baba, beautiful, significant words. Those who are Master Almighty, those who practice Master Almighty, problem and obstacles cannot come to them. So in your home, on your job, in your family life, if you continue doing this practice, I am Master Almighty, and make a vision that from soul, from each part of the body, red rays of might are spreading out. So my room, my office has become full of these powerful vibrations. All problems will end. Any bodiless soul, any black magic cannot influence you. We are most powerful. So we have to bring it into our deep practice with deep feeling, I am this. It takes a second only when we accept it, I am this. I noticed right from the beginning all versions from Avyakt Murlis, whatever Baba mentioned about Master Almighty. So once he spoke this way, problems, what are the problems? The problems are nothing but the creation of a weak mind. So it was very clear. If a weak mind creates the problem, a powerful mind will destroy them. So if we practice this, we are most powerful. Our mind becomes most powerful. So focus on this, and I would suggest you, in the 6 days till Baba comes down, all will practice 5 points of self-respect. One is, I am Master Almighty. Second is, I am Master Creator. Third is, I am a victorious jewel. I am a great soul. I am an angel of purity. 5 thoughts. This is higher consciousness, and we have to accept it. If you practice these 5 thoughts, you need not to fight against waste thought, negative thoughts. This complaint will finish, that I have many waste thoughts in my mind, I cannot control thoughts, my speed of mind is very fast. Automatically, speed will become slow. We need not to do anything, just practice it, and we should know it, the secret, that each thought creates energy. From here, that energy first goes to our brain, then goes out, then spread in our whole body. But first, it will go to our brain. And we must know everything right from the golden age till now. Everything is here. This is such a big computer, laptop, memory card, everything is here. Good or bad. So what these thoughts will do? They will destroy that bad energy from here and will stimulate good things in our brain. We know we had been in deity form for 2,500 years. So all divine sanskaras of golden age, entire purity of golden age, all virtues and qualities of that time are still printed into our brain. But on them, there are the prints of Copper Age and Iron Age. So now on the top are the impressions of present. So we have to remove them. And self-respect, these higher conscious thoughts of higher consciousness will do all these things. So practice of self-respect will make our life very easy. One thing I would say to you, I used to laugh to many in the beginning with two things that many thought, oh, we will not live in Gyan Sarovar, we will live in Pandavavan because the vibrations of Pandavavan are very powerful. Okay, it's very good. Vibrations of Pandavavan are very powerful. But who we are? The Creator. We can create the vibrations. Yogi souls can charge the vibrations of a place. And you can experience. Now, the vibrations of Gyan Sarovar are most powerful in the world. Pandavavan's vibrations are very powerful, no doubt. But vibrations of Gyan Sarovar are also not less powerful. We listen from the mouth of non-BKs when wings program are organized here and many VIPs come in 6 months every year from now after Baba, wings program will begin. Many big people, intellectual people, scientists, justice, advocates, professors, just experience of 4 judges. They came from South India. They are very simple, simple cloth. You cannot recognize them that they are judges. They met me on the gate. I was going for walk. They asked me where we have to go. I just told them, this is reception, you can go there. They came for lunch. I was sitting in courtyard. Again they came to me. Where is our arrangement of food? I asked them, you are the same who came, who met me in the morning? Yes. Please give me your introduction. They say, we are 4 judges. Why am I saying to them? They were very simple. I asked them, what is your experience in these 4-5 hours? And answer was wonderful. They mentioned, when they entered this campus, their head was full of burden. It was heavy. And now in these 4 hours, we are experiencing as if someone pulled our tension out. We are very light. Still there was no class, nothing. So this is the effect of vibrations. Who we are? Creators. You can create powerful, pure, peaceful vibrations wherever you live. I also would like to share you the experience of an engineer. He came to me with a complaint that we 12 engineers sit together in a big hall and work there. And they keep on smoking, talking rough things, vicious things, impure things. And they also laugh at me, comments at me. I don't like that job. I want to resign from this job. I ask him, don't resign. You can change everything. I suggested him few things. Whenever you enter in your hall, enter with this thought, I am an angel of purity. When you sit on your chair for a minute, just do this practice, I am an angel see everyone as a soul and feel that from me pure vibrations are going to everyone. Do it 5 times every day. And also change your attitude. They are not bad persons, they are good persons, they are my good friend. And within 7 days, everything was changed. He mentioned, he shared his experience. Now, when I entered in the hall, they throw their cigarettes. And they say, oh, this yogi has come. Now don't talk those bad things. Pure vibrations are created there just by this simple practice. So we are master creators. You can change the vibrations of any place in this world. Do you like this? Second thing, many Indian and all foreigners believe that at the time of destruction, we will come to Madhuban. Do you like this? Yes. But Baba wants to make you more powerful. I also want to make you very powerful. You must know, wherever a yogi, a pure and powerful soul is there, his or her vibrations will protect many human beings around there. So if you run away from there, what will happen to them? You are angel, supporter. Just as we say, oh God, protect me, give me support. Likewise, many people also say to us, you are our protector, you are angels for us, you come to us. So if we run away from that place, what will happen to them? And you know, all Brahmins would not be able to come here. So determine in your mind, make yourself very powerful wherever I am at that time. I will become a lighthouse for the world. I will become a might house for the world. And I will protect many human beings. Scientists made an experiment. I forgot they were the scientists of Russia or Japan. They were given the theme that what happens when earthquakes take place or floods take place, holy places are safe. Temples, churches, mosques or any holy place. So their investigation was, their research was, that from these holy places, pure energy vibrate out, pure waves. And these pure waves repulse the waves of destruction. It is a great thing. So we must believe our purity. We must believe our pure, powerful vibrations. Wherever we are, we will experience during destruction. Wherever you are, your pure vibrations will protect you and will protect many. So this is our self-respect. So avoid negative things, waste things, Baba's words, those who avoid waste will win godly award. So we should make this our aim, that we have to become free from waste thinking. So we are Master Almighty, we are victorious jewel. A simple technique I want to teach you. Some Brahmins, they love purity, but they get defeated by anger, they are unable to conquer their subtle ego. But we must know, a person, a soul, who became pure, is most powerful person in the world. Believe it. A soul who became pure is the most powerful person in the world. To win all other vices is a game for that person. Use your power. So, I'm telling you a simple yukti how to get rid of these all vices. For example, anger, irritation. When you wake up in the morning, I always share this experience, this secret of this creation, that when we wake up in the morning, our first 10 minutes are most important time for us, because at that time our subconscious mind is active, awakened. Even in those 10 minutes, our first minute, very first thought, will determine our fortune. So just check deeply, observe deeply, when we wake up every morning, what is our first thought? What is my first thought? And make it your nature. Open your eyes and first thought, Baba, good morning. Make it your nature. Baba, good morning. And when we said good morning, what Baba did? He put his hand of blessing on my head and gave blessing. Child, be happy. Be successful. Start your day with this thought. Then second thought, Baba, you gave me everything. Everything. You gave me divine intellect. You gave me a clean, pure mind. You gave me entire knowledge, all powers. You made me Swadarshan Chakradhari. You brought me a great fortune. You brought me the crown of heaven. Create such thought. Millions and millions thanks to you. So let us give thanks to Baba. Then, I am most fortunate person in the world. You can enjoy it. No one is as fortunate as I am. I am the most fortunate, I am the richest in the world. Are you richest in the world? Joy, you are richest. We are the richest in the world. Then, the technique I was telling to you, if you want to conquer your anger or irritation, create thought in this sequence, I am Master Almighty. First thought. Second thought, I am a victorious jewel. Third thought, I am free from anger. With feeling, you have to create this thought with gold feeling. I am free from anger. And fourth one, my mind has become absolutely cool, peaceful. I am a peaceful soul. My mind is peaceful. My mind has become full of peace. You can do 5 times every morning and you will experience that anger is going down. Mind is becoming peaceful, peaceful day by day. Don't sing this song all the time. Oh, there are many thoughts in my mind. Oh, a lot of tension all the time. No. keep in your mind. The thoughts you create again and again. You create same thing. You create same situation for you. So make your thought very positive. Suppose there is any problem in front of you. Don't think, oh, this big problem, that big problem. Oh, Baba will finish this problem. I will get free from this problem very soon. This problem is nothing. Those who are very sensitive, what do they feel? Every small thing is a big problem. Problems are not so big. We make them big. Thinking, we make them big. So if we are light, if we are easy, problems will become easy. And to all problems, take this way. These problems are the challenges for me, and the challenges will empower me. The challenges will teach me some lesson. I will cross them happily. Challenges are good for me. Life without challenge becomes weak. I have to become powerful. A person who has to face many challenges in life became very powerful in the world. So far you can see in the history, kings, politicians, or religious leaders, or big scientists, they faced many challenges in life, but they never became hopeless. Always courageous, always bold. Every challenge made them more bold. They became victorious. Today, entire world remembers them. There are many hero actors in history of the world. So, be very light. And make yourself very light. One thing I always say is, we can notice from the faces of many human beings the impression of the past. Effect of the past is visible on their face. We have to get free from that. Even the effect of yesterday, even the effect of tomorrow morning, if you woke up little late, 4:15, say, only 4:15, and first thought, oh, late, I missed everything. So it influences your whole day. But if you woke up at 4:30, oh, Baba is here. Baba is giving me everything. I enjoy Baba's meeting. My whole day will become full of happiness, full of success. You will enjoy. So don't allow your first thought negative. Keep attention. Suppose you were sick and you woke up at 6 o'clock. You slept late at night, 12 o'clock. There was pain in your body. And you woke up at 6, and your first thought, oh, whole night pain. I thought I will enjoy Amrit Vela, but I woke up at 6. I am not so fortunate. So you will lose your happiness. So don't allow such thoughts. After 6, there are many other hours for you. 10, 12, 15 hours for you. You can make good use of them. So if you miss something, you can use other hours. Many other hours in our hand. But important thing is, don't create any negative thought in your mind. Some good practice I would suggest to you. They are very good practice for all Brahmins. Every day we have to experience Baba's meeting, Baba's drashti. Receive Baba's drashti and give drashti to entire world. Start this. Meet Baba in subtle world. receive drashti from him, and being as I am an ancestor soul, I am a great soul, master creator, give drashti to the world in all directions, or you can give drashti to globe. I would give you one very beautiful exercise of yoga. How many you love yoga, please? How many of you wants to become great yogis? How many of you are good in yoga? No. For how many, yoga is a difficult subject, boring subject? Difficult, not boring. So we have to make it yoga. If yoga is easy, life is easy. And in Baba's words, easy yogi will become world emperor. Easy yoga is a sign of a powerful soul. Easy yoga is the sign of a knowledgeable soul. So different exercise. Don't make it a tension, but make it entertainment. So I give you two practices, two in one. We have to feel that we are in subtle region. Don't think that we have to become angel, then we have to go there. It becomes little hard. Just as I ask you now, go in Madhuvan and sit down in Baba's room. How much time it will take? Second, this is the method. Nothing difficult. So wherever mind goes, subtle body is created there automatically. So feel, I am here, I am there in subtle world. I am above sky. There is white light, white light. This is the world of angels. Then visualize Bap Dada in front of you. Bap Dada is standing there. In forehead, Shiv Baba, Gyan Surya, great light, divine light is shining in forehead of Brahma Baba. First enjoy this. Do this practice. In the forehead of Avyakta Brahma, Shiv Baba is sitting here. He is giving drashti. He put his hand of blessing on my head. You can meet him, you can embrace him, you can dance with him, talk to him. Then, one beautiful entertaining exercise, he says, see in soul world, see Baba is there. Leave the subtle body here, go there. I went there. I touched Shiv Baba. His energy came to me. For some seconds you can do this practice. Then Baba asked me, oh child, come round. Again I am subtle world. He told me, see, on the earth, that is body for you. Go and enter there. And I am going there and entered my body. And he asked me, now give pure vibrations to the world. Then again he called me, come to me, come back to me. I reached there again in subtle world, in front of Baba. Again he said, oh, Shiv Baba is there. Go to him, he is almighty. I went to him, touched him for a minute. Then he called me back, told me, go there on the world, in the world, You have to go in the world to establish peace, to establish purity there. Go there. This is a game. It will help you to control your mind, to enjoy this yoga. And after some practice, you would be able to go and sit with Baba for 5 minutes or 10 minutes. That will be a powerful yoga. I would again say you the same thing. I am a victorious jewel. A great thought for Brahmins. Churn about it. Baba has reminded us, you had conquered this Maya many times, millions and millions of times. Now again, easily you can win it. Because you won this Maya thousands times. Say out of those millions, I say thousands times. So if we had done a work for thousand times, now I want to do that work, how easy that work will be for me? Like a game. So give this thought to yourself with good feeling. I'm a victorious jewel. Every kalp, I got victory over Maya. There is power inside me to win this Maya. Again I will win this Maya. So what will happen? The inner power through which we have to win this Maya will become active. And you will experience that everything is easy to you. So I am Master Almighty and a victorious jewel. Use these two powerful thoughts. So let us practice now, going in three worlds, red light. Just in a second, see yourself in subtle region. There is white light. Very pure, powerful vibrations. Divine angel Brahma Baba, in front of me, in his forehead, that great light, Shiva Baba, Gyan Surya is there. He is giving drashti to me. Now give drashti to entire world. Go to soul world. I am in soul world, sitting with Almighty. came down on the earth. I'm an angel of purity. I have incarnated on this earth to establish purity here. Om Shanti. Very important thing for all Brahmins, very, very important thing. Very openly I want to speak in front of you. Just as in 1950, before Baba started service in Bharat, Yajna had to pass through a severe examination test paper, which is known as beggary part. I hope you all have heard about that. Test, it was test paper for Brahmins. Aim was there in the mind of Shiva Baba that only strong souls must go for service and weak souls must go back to their home. It was in his mind. Now again, before he start the period of glorification, he used the key of divine vision. After this big yajna has to pass through severe examination. Because status is very high, emperor and empress of the heaven. So examination must be very tough, very hard. So now, I can guess these 3 years, 17, 16, 17, 18 are the year of our examination. Baba had clarified many years before that a time will come when end will be near. 5 vices will attack with full force. Now, we have arrived to that time. Criminality, negativity, all vices are working in the world with full force. Negative vibrations everywhere. Internet, the social media, mobile phone, they are playing very important role in this. So we have to protect ourselves. Be careful. Baba clarified in 2-3 murlis that if there is a little part of any sanskara within you, it will grow up. It will make you defeated. So be careful and be powerful and learn how to protect yourself. This is why I gave you a thought. I am master creator. Nothing can influence me. Just as prophets came on this earth or Shiva Baba came down on this earth. See, viciousness everywhere, peacelessness everywhere. But that peacelessness and impurity could not affect those prophets and Shiva Baba, because they came for that great purpose that they have to change this world. They have to show this divine path to human beings. So we have also to learn this technique, how to protect ourselves. So create a powerful aura around you. Every morning you can do this, anytime. 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock. I am Master Almighty. Feel that red rays are spreading out up to here. Then again, I am Master Almighty. Red rays up to here. And third time, I am Master Almighty. And red rays up to here. Practice it 7 times and feel that a powerful aura of might is created around you. Very powerful. And in this powerful aura, you are safe. This negative energy cannot enter this aura. Or you can also use the second thought, I am supremely pure soul. Or I am the sun of purity. Sun, here. Very powerful, pure vibrations. So a powerful, pure aura is created around me. And in this aura, this bad energy, this impure energy cannot enter. So every day, for 21 days only, you can create such powerful aura around you, then it will remain with you forever. It will become natural that this bad energy will not touch to you. It's okay? You can do this. And keep it in your mind. Suppose you go somewhere and you feel, you catch the vibrations that here is impurity. Immediate. Don't think, oh, here is lot of impurity. No. I'm the son of purity. Let my vibration finish that impurity. Let my pure vibrations create pure vibrations over here. Create such thought all the time in your mind. Suppose you find here is peacelessness in this area. Don't think here is lot of peacelessness. No, I am peace house. Where I go, peace will be created there. Have such thought in your mind. So this way you would be able to protect you, because we can see now depression, many mental disease, effect of bodiless souls, increasing day by day. Everywhere, black magic, bodiless souls, it has become a big problem everywhere in the world. So, every day we should create such powerful vibrations. And one simple technique I teach you, if you like, if you don't like, you can leave it here. Charge water every day. Take water in a small jug. Give drashti. Remember 7 times that I am Master Almighty. Water is charged. And sprinkle it in your house. Your house, the vibrations of your house will become positive. I made this experiment. I taught it to many. Take water in a jug. Give drashti. Practice 7 times. I am Master Almighty. So what will happen? From eyes, vibrations, powerful vibrations will enter the water. And water is charged this way. This water became very powerful water. It can destroy any negative energy. You can drink it. Suppose you use lot of mobile, you work on computer, radiation, bad energy you receive, you should drink 3-4 times charged water. Juice, water, give drashti to water, juice. Remember 7 times, I am Master Almighty, that water drink it charged. It will go in our body, and you know in our body there is more than 70% of water. It will purify, it will charge entire water. You will remain safe from many diseases too. So this is simple yukti. To keep self safe from bodiless souls, from this bad energy in the world. And if something happens in your family, in your home, it can finish easily. So protect yourself. But another important thing for Brahmins, we should not become very sensitive. Those who are sensitive, those who get irritated, those who get fear, you must know. You open the gate of intellect for this bad energy. It will enter you. And if you are powerful, nothing will enter you, nothing will touch you. So the sensitive nature, to feel everything negatively, to get easily upset, just get free from it. Give challenge. No one can make me upset. You can try. Give this challenge to your friends, to your family members. My great stage, my higher consciousness is always in my own hand. I will never get upset. I will remain ever happy, because happiness and love, these two things have got maximum healing energy in them. Love and happiness, these are not ordinary thing, great thing. A person whose mind is full of love for all human beings is a great man. One who is very happy protects himself, herself from every negative thing. So happiness and love, make them your nature. I have seen many non-BKs, they are very happy. Not wealthy, very ordinary human being, but very happy, always keep dancing. So happiness is also a great treasure. Give value to it. I used to say, people have mentioned, success is the key to happiness. But correct it, happiness is the key to success. Because when we are happy, we save lot of our inner energy, and that energy leads us to success. And if we are not happy, if we are very negative, if we create very negative and waste thought, it will lead us to unsuccess. Now, Baba is coming, and you all came here to enjoy Baba's meeting. What would you accept from Baba, expect from Baba? Make a vision in your mind that Baba came in Shantivan. He is sitting in Guljar Dadi. He called me, child, come to me. I went to stage. He put his hand on my head and giving lot of drashti to me. Make a vision from now. Baba's coming only. Coming on the earth is enough. When he comes, his vibrations is spread in entire world. We have to learn how to receive his vibrations. Nowadays he is giving lot of love, and you have seen, don't have any doubt in this, he has already given his entire knowledge to us. Now he comes just to meet with his children, to give love fulfilling to his children, to give this feeling that I am with you, be carefree king. You are not alone, I am with you. So don't expect that Baba will give some murli. Part of giving murli has been over now. Baba had mentioned 50 years before in Sakar Murli, after I give you my entire knowledge, I will become silent. Now is that part. So right from now, we all have to prepare for Baba. Should I give you some practice to do every day? So 5 points of self-respect. Do you remember? I am a great soul. I am Master Almighty, victorious jewel, Master Creator, angel of purity. You can remind yourself in the morning, I am this. Or you can make a vision that Baba is standing in front of me and reminding me, oh child, you are a great soul, you are Master Almighty, you are the angel of purity. So you can do like this. Baba is reminding me every morning. So these things will become blessing for you. You know, for Baba's good experience, we need a stable mind. Very good yoga. Because Baba will give only vibrations and we have to receive those vibrations perfectly. And technique is full concentration on Him. No other thought. So from today, we have 6 days, and I also say one thing. If you want to conquer this Maya, Maya is also very powerful, 4 hours yoga is required. Not sitting yoga. You can sit for 1 hour only. But powerful higher consciousness for 4 hours. This is called powerful yoga. In powerful higher consciousness, then you will gain power from Baba to win this Maya. Otherwise, Maya is also very powerful, and now there is a big force of Maya in this world which influences every soul. So from today, 1 hour powerful yoga in the morning, everyone has to learn to give commentary to the self. We must know, without creating good thoughts in our mind, we cannot enjoy good yoga. Mind will slip down, will run here and there. So create thoughts in mind. This is the technique for this life, that mind is the power of thought. There is creative energy in our mind. If we don't create thoughts, then mind itself will create thoughts. Did you follow? We have to create thought. Otherwise, mind itself will create thought. And there is lot of rubbish inside the mind. It will create negative thoughts. It will go here and there. So, create elevated thoughts in your mind. One of our great scientists, Dr. Abdul Kalam of India, who was the president also, he used to say, take one thought for your life. Think about that thought all the time. See dreams about that thought all the time. You will get that thing. Make vision of that thought and you will get that definitely. So Baba is coming, one good practice. I give you only one practice, you can concentrate. Or should I give you 2-3 practices? 2-3 will be good. This, 2-3. One can make someone bored, but very good practice. I am most fortunate soul in the world. Because God Himself is coming down to meet with me. Create this thought in your mind. And then see this vision. That God, Shiv Baba, incorporeal Shiv Baba, Almighty Baba, is coming down. See now? He's coming down slowly and slowly. He's coming down, coming down. came in front of me. He is in front of me. From here, his rays are coming on me. For a minute only. Then again, I am the most fortunate soul in the world, as God Himself is coming down to me. Now make second vision. Shiv Baba is coming down, came in subtle world, entered Brahma Baba body. Both are coming down, came in front of me, giving me drashti. Put his hand of blessing on my head. Good practice. Third practice. I am an angel of purity. I went to Baba in subtle world. Invite him, Baba. Come soon to meet me. We have come to see you on this earth. Please come down and see that both are coming down. Again came in front of me, giving me drashti. And one very powerful practice. Make Shiva Baba, Almighty Baba, canopy of protection over your head. He is here. You can invite him. Almighty Baba, please come down and become my canopy of protection over my head. And then make a vision, see that Shiva Baba is coming down. You will enjoy it, you can enjoy it. He is coming down. Came here over my head. Here I am, Master Almighty. Over my head is Almighty Shiva Baba. Enjoy this for 1 minute, 2 minutes. So these are four practices. You can do all whole day, but many times. While sitting in class, you can invite Baba in the beginning, make him your canopy of protection. In the morning you can see that Shiva Baba is coming down. Make your plan and take maximum benefit of this visit to Madhuban, because life is most important, and one who gives importance to thoughts and each second, thought and each second, becomes most valuable person in the world, great soul in the world. So keep this good wishes for you and for all, that let us all enjoy this life. Let us all enjoy Baba's meeting. Om Shanti. So let us now sit for 3 minutes. Baba, see Baba, make him the canopy of protection over your head. Feel, make a vision that from soul world, he is coming down. Came over my head.